Page 13, Patricia LaFrance Wolfe, Tributes, compiled by Judy Wilkinson. Editor's note, Pat was delighted that her article, Sugar Dog, about her amazing pet, would be published in the most recent summer 2013 issue of the BC. From Perry Wolfe, date, Sunday, June 9, 2013, at 1:06 p.m. Subject, The Life of Pat. My dear friends, it is with much sadness that I must inform you of the passing of my wife and best friend, Patricia LaFrance Wolfe. Page 14. She suffered a very large heart attack on Monday, June 3, 2013. While all the medical team involved did their best, her injury was just too great to recover from. Patricia passed away on Wednesday, June 5, 2013, at 6:10 p.m. She was surrounded by her loving family and friends, including her daughter Lorraine and myself. While it was the most challenging of days, it was also a time for family members and close friends to come together with the singularity of cause. I am proud of our family and of the friends that make up our greater household. The measure of any person's life is their positive impact on others. Compared to this standard, Patricia's life rang true and loud with a chorus of appreciation for her part in our lives. Pat touched so many people for so many of the right reasons. I think that is why we can all join in and celebrate this marvelous life that was lived to the fullest and not think of anything that was lost this week. Patricia may not be with us, but she will never be gone. She will always be the love of my life, and I will carry her with me always. I am certain you have a special place in your heart for her as well. To celebrate this life, the family will be holding a memorial very soon. Plans are already in the works. Page 15. As they progress, I will share the details with you. Until then, know that I am touched by the outpouring of love and support that I've received. Be strong in knowing that Patricia lived her life on her own terms, right up to the very last moment. May God bless you and keep you as you receive this news. Sincerely, Perry Wolfe. Dated June 7, this is Pam Pelagi, president of the San Gabriel Valley chapter. It is with much sadness, grief, and tremendous loss that I need to inform you that Pat Wolfe, a longtime member of the San Gabriel Valley chapter since approximately 1990, and an even longer time in CCB, has passed away due to a massive heart attack and stroke. Her longtime battle with diabetes since infancy has finally got the best of her. Pat has battled diabetes since infancy and received an award for being one of the longest survivors of diabetes when Pat was 50 years of age. That is a testament to her proactive care, making sure she did the right things for herself, including eating right, exercise, rest, and remaining active and giving. She was a definite blessing to CCB, especially her San Gabriel Valley chapter members. She will definitely be missed more than I know how to say. Page 16. However, her legacy will live on in the advocacy toward blind persons everywhere. Although Pat became blind later in life, she raised two kids and became very active in the blindness community instead of feeling sorry for herself. We're all very proud of her and her accomplishments. God bless. John Ross. I didn't have the privilege of getting to know Pat, but I did have the privilege of meeting Perry Wolfe, who was one of the people I first met when we started up the Bakersfield chapter in 1999. My thoughts and all prayers for comfort are with you and yours, Perry. Thanks. Mary Beth Randall. I'm really sorry to hear of Pat's death. She was a wonderful lady who endeavored to help out in lots of ways over the many years she was involved in CCB and in her community. Lots of hugs, love, and prayers for Perry and the family. Richard Rueda. Good morning, CCB family. Pat was one of the folks I met before I was heavily involved in CCB. I recall meeting her through various functions in the early 90s, through the then blind center in Whittier and through other local matters. When I joined CCB in 98 and began attending San Gabriel chapter meetings, it was her and Perry who I recall standing out and being the great people that they are. Page 17. Later, as a colleague at the Department of Rehabilitation, Pat was always available for advice and discussing things, from serving with her on CCB's Rehabilitation Services Committee, and as recent as working with her and Kathy Skivers as one of the three trustees on the Newell Perry Trust, she was someone who could be counted on and trusted. My heart goes out to Perry and Pat's family and loved ones. She will truly be missed. Tuan Nguyen, President, CCB Students. Good afternoon, CCB. My reflection is that, as it is still very sad, just well over a week ago, Pat and I had a brief private email communication on the topic of organizing clothes as a blind person, which I posted the original thread on the general CCB list. She shared with me about her techniques on how she, as a blind lady, identified her clothes and how she orderly put her stuff in the closet. She was an amazing, inspirational lady, and she will be missed by many. Rest in peace, Pat. Roger Peterson. Donna, when Pat and I were together on the CCB board many years ago, it was a running joke that I always wanted to sit next to my favorite diabetic so I could get her dessert at dinner. Page 18. In 1999, at the ACB convention, I received the Durwood McDaniel Ambassador Award, and when I came down from the platform, there was Perry with Pat's dessert for me. Nellie Emerson, A Slice of Life, Reflections on Patricia LaFrance Wolfe. The slice of life is truly mile high. It includes a collage of accomplishments, relationships, and experiences shared with Pat over the 34 years of our friendship. In spring of 1979, Pat was a 37-year-old mother of two. She was recently blind and newly arrived in California. We met when I visited her at home at the request of a rehabilitation counselor. The following months were busy with learning Braille, kitchen skills, independent living skills, and counseling. Pat's enthusiasm, humor, and determination were infectious. She had a tiny poodle named Candy, who was dwarfed by my guide dog, Flash. After our training sessions were completed, Pat and I became friends. We practiced mobility routes at Chaffee College, attended guide dog board meetings and many CCB conventions as roommates. I would describe Pat as being indomitable. She accepted the changes which needed to be made and launched herself into reinventing her career and life plan. Page 19. Junior College, Cal State San Bernardino, and the Master's Program in Educational Counseling with a Certificate in Rehabilitation Counseling were achievements accomplished in rapid succession. Pat first joined the Inland Empire chapter of CCB. She soon after organized the Foothill chapter and later served in various offices in the San Gabriel Valley chapter. I recall an incident when we were at a CCB convention in 1991. We both had black lab dogs. Pat had Rudy. We got into an elevator with a crowd and the dogs became tangled up. A woman helped untangle them and handed each of us a leash. We then exited the elevator on our path to breakfast. Pat said, "Hop up, quit turning around." I told the dog I thought was mine, "Steady, stop pulling so hard." Upon arriving at the restaurant, we both realized what happened and broke into much laughter. Pat was always there for me with an open mind and a caring heart. Her dedication to any cause she supported was consistent. She especially loved serving on the scholarship committee. After Pat retired from the California Department of Rehabilitation, she became busier than ever. These few words are inadequate to express the impact Pat had on my life. Page 20. She gave of her time and love freely. In my heart, she will remain my forever friend. Donna Pomerantz. Good afternoon, everyone. We will all be missing a very fine lady who always had a positive greeting, words of wisdom, and shared many good things with everyone she came in contact with. Pat was a woman who always did what she wished to do. I can't imagine being without her at our meetings, on her calls, or at social functions we attended. I wanted to think she would overcome this battle as she had so many others. However, she did not. But I can say those of us who were fortunate to know her in one way or another truly learned from her in some way. To her family, be strong in this time of sadness, and know you were blessed to have had the gift of Pat. To everyone in the CCB family reading this note and thinking about Pat, think of your favorite Pat story, and I hope it brings a smile to your face and warmth to your heart during this very sad time for us while we miss her. Sincerely, with all my respect, thoughts, and prayers for all. Ken Metz, page 21, good afternoon to all of you. Pat Wolf and I were friends for a long time, over 20 years. We first met at the former ALL conference in about 1993 in Washington, D.C., and may have known her even prior to that. At this conference, Pat and I flew back to Chicago together, where I was headed back to Los Angeles, and she was going to Indiana or Ohio to retire her guide dog, Rudy, with her sister. After Pat received her next dog, Max, she and I were both on the CCB board and attending a board meeting at the Burbank Airport Hilton. We sat next to each other and had both dropped our dogs' leashes. You almost guessed it. We went on a break, and Pat wondered why her dog, who almost always behaved, didn't, and I was wondering why my dog, who I had some issues with, behaved when he usually didn't. After we reconvened at the board meeting, we realized we had picked up the leashes from each other's dog, and I had Max, and she had Arnold. We had many laughs over that throughout the future years. When I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 2006, Pat was right there to give me as much information on diabetes as possible and inform me of all the ramifications of diabetes that I could or wanted to take in. In the following years, Pat was always willing and able to help on any committees we were involved in regarding guide dog issues. It's interesting that even Pat's last activity at the time of her massive heart attack was working on our 2013 CCB Mutt Strut Committee and was on our weekly call when she lost her fight for life. Ever since I knew Pat, she was always a person to care and comfort others, always willing to share information she possessed, which was a tremendous amount, and always gave of herself and her time whenever anyone needed her assistance. Pat will be sorely missed, and I will miss a great friend. My condolences go to Perry and her children and to the thousands of persons Pat has helped and cared about over many years. We will always remember you, Pat, and now you can enjoy yourself as you no longer have any pain and, most important, no longer have diabetes. Rest in peace, my friend.